Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and boy, howdy, am I glad you're here. We got some good stuff lined up for you straight ahead. I'm looking forward to having some fun today, especially when I get a chance to kick off my show with Elise Benin. She's always a lot of fun. She laughs at my jokes. That's one of the things I like about her. She's the author of a number of books, including the brand spanking new one that you and I have been helping her to bake on this show for the last several months. Stop Pushing Me Around. She's our good friend. Elise, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Good to be here.
All the way from Hoboken.
That's right.
You know, I know you're not from Hoboken.
Right.
So I think you picked out Hoboken just because of the name. You said, you know, it's got to be pretty cool.
It was either that or Hohokus.
Oh, okay. No, Hohokus is not good. Hoboken, you know, people know Hoboken. But, I mean, you know, what a cool place to be from, right?
It is. Everyone's heard of it.
But, you know, I've never been to Hoboken. We'll have to fix that next time.
Yeah, you've been close by, though. It's really not that far from you.
I know. It's just a stone's throw, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, we've met, but you came to the city where I was. And,
that's right.
And in New York City, so we'll have to fix that from now on. Okay, the new book is out. I don't have my own copy yet.
It's coming.
And my autographed copy, by the way. I expect to have that any minute now. But it is out, and you're already starting to get some reviews, so congratulations.
Thank you.
And of course, we've been talking about this for a long time because it's good information. It's good stuff to get out to folks. And one of the things that I know that you cover in your book is the importance of getting to know yourself better. Now, why is that such a big deal?
Well, the premise of the book is that even though there are 40% of the U.S. population considers themselves shy,
right,
I think the reality is that most of us have certain situations or certain moments or places in our lives where we feel shy. And so getting to know yourself better basically means that if in the workplace, because the subtitle of this book is A Workplace Guide for the Timid, Shy, and Less Assertive, mm-hmm. if in the workplace that's one of your places where you're shy, then it's important to know more specifically in which environments, in face of which people, at what time of the day, those kinds of things,
mm-hmm.
so that you can then be aware, be paying attention, and have alternative behaviors that you could try out so that you don't miss out on, you know, the things that are available to you just because you're shy.
Now, are you saying that there are certain times of the day when we might be less shy, more assertive than others?
Yes, I am. I think that, like when I talk with clients about going to networking events, it seems like part of why they don't want to go at the end of the day is because, like, they would have no problem going to a breakfast,
right?
But an end of the day cocktail mixer, so much has happened over the course of the day, and they may be feeling, in quotation marks, in a bad mood or tired mm-hmm. or discouraged, and that will become an obstacle to going. Whereas in the morning, you know, nothing much has happened to
right.
put that obstacle in front of you.
Or maybe, or they might be just the opposite of what you just said.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
But the point is it's not that one is right or wrong,
right.
or that either one of those even applies to you. It's just that you know that much about yourself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, I agree.
I have clients who tell me that they're fine with women, but are really shy in front of men.
Now, are these men who tell you this, or women who tell you this?
Sometimes men, sometimes women.
Oh, okay.
So again, no right anything, just knowing these specific details about ourselves.
Now, one of the things I've noticed about myself is is that when I, you know, I see people in mixers where nobody knows anybody. You know, it's not like these are all old friends necessarily. And some people just have, it's very easy for them to go from little group to little group and just strike up a conversation, you know. I've watched guys over the years just walk up to a girl or a couple of ladies or whatever and just strike up a conversation with them. And, you know, in 15 minutes, it's like they're fast friends, you know. And I just happen to know that they didn't know each other before that. And believe it or not, that's never been easy for me.
Well, you know, as I'm listening to you, what I'm thinking mostly is that what you're describing is your perception of what's happening.
Okay.
You don't really know what's happening. You don't know if it's easy.
Well, in
for
some
them.
Cases, some cases I do, because I know that one of the other group of the party. But anyway, I guess what I'm getting at is I think I'm sort of a little bit of a proof of what you say in your book.
Mm.
You know, and I've talked about this a little bit before. You know, as extroverted as I probably seem, I'm not always extroverted.
Right. In fact, one of the women that I interviewed talked about masquerading as an extrovert.
Ah.
And I also, in my research, found out that there are a lot of people, including Al Gore, for example, and Carol Burnett, who consider themselves shy. So people in the limelight, people who address large, very large groups of people on a regular basis.
Right.
Sometimes don't have a problem with that, but maybe in a one-on-one conversation with a stranger, may be terrified.
Well, see that, and in a little bit of the way, you know, I feel that way a little bit. I don't really have a problem with a one-on-one conversation. It's just, I guess the thing that puts me off a little bit is just wandering around a room and interjecting myself into the middle of, you know, of other conversations. That's I see other people doing it seemingly effortlessly, and I don't do that so well.
Well, I don't think it's about interjecting. Maybe that's where the problem is, that's what you imagine it is.
Mm-hmm.
But it's more, you know, in the situation that I'm thinking of, you approach two or three people who are already in a conversation, and you wait until there is a break in the conversation or some
And that's technique. And I hear that. Yeah, I mean, the technique part, and that's something I think is important. When we come back, let's talk about that. That how to know yourself better. And when you find out where you think you might need a little help, develop some techniques to help yourself. And Elisa is the best at that. We're going to talk about that right after these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you subscribe to my free newsletter, and looks like we're having a record week in subscribing to the newsletter. Thank you for that, those of you who have been, and those of you who have been writing the nice little notes to me and to my folks. We really appreciate that, and I can't believe... Elise Bennett is our guest. Elise, I can't believe the use of our blog, how people are using the blog.
How are they using it?
Well, it's just going through the roof.
Hmm.
And the page views, per visit is what's blowing me away.
Wow.
How much time they're spending on it. And just it's just really exciting because, as you know, you're like me. You work hard to make content, to make information available to folks. It's awfully gratifying when people use it, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So, folks, you can subscribe to my newsletter at smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can check out the blog there on the homepage, or go to jimsblog.biz. All that stuff is there. I don't know how many dozens and dozens of past interviews that Elise Bennett and I have conducted that we have preserved for you there in our archives. Lots of her articles are there. Elise, give us your own website, too, please.
I'm going to give you two. One is for the book, which is StopPushingMeAround.com.
That's the new one, folks. Brand spanking new.
Mm-hmm. And then that's also a part of marketing-mentor.com.
All right. Marketing-mentor.com. And what about, when's the book going to be actually, when can I actually go out and purchase it from Amazon or from my local bookstore?
The minute we get off the phone.
Okay, good. Good deal.
It's out there.
All right. So check that out, folks. Yeah, don't go there right just yet. We've got some other stuff to talk about. Okay. We were talking as we went to the break about, you know, knowing yourself better, knowing how you are, understanding, you know, when you're grumpy, when you're not grumpy, when you're more likely to be someone who should be interacting with others and when not. But regardless, sometimes you can't always control that. There are techniques that you can use, aren't there?
Yes, and the first one actually is not taking your feelings so seriously. So if you're feeling grumpy, go anyway. Don't let that get in your way. Because most of the time what I see happen is that you interact with people and then your feelings change.
Right.
Right? And
Well, you know what else? Sometimes there are people who just naturally make you happy.
Mm-hmm.
They get you up. You know, they're easy to talk to. Maybe you should try to find those people first.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Or maybe you're grumpy because you've been frustrated because you can't find the specific resource that you're looking for.
Right.
And you go interact with a bunch of people and you bring that, your question, I'm looking for this, I can't find it, and other people might have good suggestions for you.
Exactly. What do you know about so-and-so?
Mm-hmm.
You know, walk up to somebody. Yeah, and you know, I've actually seen people do that. I've actually seen people use that, what you just said.
Yeah, and it works.
It works,
and it solves the problem of I don't know what to say.
Right.
That's
good
the
point.
Other thing that gets in people.
Good point.
Mind.
Yeah, maybe you need to find a resource. You need to find a vendor. You buy something, and so you walk up to somebody, and you know, or if you're talking to someone, just say, "Where do you buy your tires?" or you know, where's your favorite restaurant or whatever it might be?
Or do you know a good graphic designer, or you know, have you read a good blog lately?
Right, or have you found a good book yet lately?
Exactly.
I have one I'd like to recommend, right?
Exactly, and that is also based on the idea of curiosity. That when people get stuck with I don't know what to say, they forget that they are supposed to be curious, not supposed to, but that the alternative is to be curious and ask questions about people.
That's a great way to accomplish the connection with other humans without having to put the responsibility on yourself.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why people imagine they're supposed to do all the talking. It's crazy.
Well, and you know what else? Even if you're shy, when other people ask you a good question, that's your opportunity just to answer the question. And that didn't have anything to do with being shy. Just answer the question.
Exactly. You know, one of my favorite books is Philip Roth's The Dying Animal.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of his recent ones. And in there, I was reading the other day, there's basically what I would consider a model of a conversation between someone who is asking really good questions to go deeper and deeper into the conversation. He, of course, is doing it to seduce a woman, so I can't really put that on my blog. But I think that it's really interesting to see the way he says, tell me more about that, and kind of focuses in on one thing that was said and then says, oh, tell me more about this, tell me more about that. And that's one of the techniques also.
I'm going to have to get that book.
You should. It's really good.
Did it work for him?
Well, yes and no.
Oh, okay.
Don't
tell me the ending. Don't tell me the ending. I don't want to know how it ends.
Somebody dies.
Oh. Well, that's not good. Sound like he was a little too affected by half, maybe, or something.
No, he gets what he wants, but he just ends up being a real isolated guy, which he is.
Okay. Yeah, sounds like a pretty shallow guy. Shallow Hal. Is that what the movie Shallow Hal was based on? Is that?
I don't know.
Hey, Elise, give us a website again, please.
Marketing-mentor.com.
And the book is, the new book is Stop Pushing Me Around by Elise Benin, wherever books are sold. Thanks, Elise. Good job and congratulations.
Thanks so much.
See you next time.
All right.
Quick
bye.
Break, right back with Chuck Martin, right after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Clarity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.